And when you got electricity, you got these, and what do you screw into the socket there?
Oh.
You take a, what do people normally call it?
Well, I don't know. Now, you back old times didn't know what a light bulb was.
Right.
They didn't know what to call it.
How long have you had electricity here? Quite a lot.
Around 20 years.
Okay. And on wash day, do you carry your clothes and anything?
I used to bundle up and take my arms and take them out down to the wash place and wash.
If you had something like made out of
clothes basket?
Yeah, you might use that. Okay. And what's a container that's, it's smaller than a barrel? It's like a little barrel. You might buy nails in one of these.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay. And on a barrel, there's the wood and there's a metal.
That's a barrel.
Right. The, what do you call the metal ring around
the,
around the barrel?
Band.
You ever call it a hoop?
Hoops. Band.
Oops. Okay. And on a bottle, when you close the bottle up, what do you put back on the bottle?
Top.
Do you call it a cork
a
or a
cap?
Is that any different from a cork?
No, just the same thing.
Okay.
Spoke of different.
What about, so it's a little musical instrument that people play in their mouth.
Harp.
A harp? Is that the same thing as a mouth organ?
What to call a mouth organ.
No, I was just wondering what's, you know, what you call these. What about, you ever hear of a harmonica?
Yeah, they used to call them that song. Just regular harps.
Okay. What's that little thing? It's shaped like, it's kind of shaped like this, and it's got two metal prongs on it, and then it's got one in the middle, like this. You put these two between your teeth and pluck this one here.
Well, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what to call it.
You ever call that a juice harp?
Yeah, I've heard them speak of juice harps. That's what it is, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
The juice harp.
A lot of the kids are playing these now.
They are?
Yeah, the young kids buy them at all the little drug stores and things in Atlanta are carrying them. The kids that are with the juice harps, ring, ring, ring. It's a funny sound.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you drive a nail in with?
Hammer.
All right. Now I want you to tell me something about wagons, because I don't know anything about the parts of a wagon.
I got one down now.
You still have
take
one?
Take it down and show it to you.
Well, tell me about it right now. I'll take a look at it in a while, okay?
I got a buggy down there, too.
No kidding. What do you, on a wagon, the part that comes up, if you have two horses, on the wagon, what's the part that comes up between the two horses?
It's a tongue.
It's the tongue.
Call it the tongue, if it's a two horse. If it's one horse, it's a chaise.
Okay. And on the wheel, okay, what do you call the steel part of it?
The tire.
That's the tire. Okay, and what's the part of the wagon that the horse actually pulls on? That, you know, the horse is attached to.
What do you call it? I just never have thought about what it's called.
You ever call it a whiffle tree or a whipple tree?
Whipple, double tree.
Double tree. And what if there's only one?
Well,